Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see him.
Ah, yes, another day of battle here on the side of Yahweh. Aloha Israel. Okay, all praise and all glory to Yahweh on this day. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve. And we are in the book of Yirmiyahu, which is Jeremiah in the English. And we're going to be beginning at chapter 21. A lot of the chapters today are very important. And it would behoove you, if you would have a pad and pen or pencil to write down some of these things for your reference as you study whatever version of the Bible you use. I will give you today what it says in the Hebrew. Let me get a hit of this hot coffee here. Oh yes, that's fresh while it's hot. Let's delve right into this. And clear the pipes there a little bit. Get into chapter 21, verse 1. He's prophesying all over the place at this point. I'm not going to try to keep track because he's everywhere. Verse 1. The word that came to Yirmiyahu from Yahweh when King Zedekiahu at Zedekiah 6667 sent to him Pashkur 6583, son of Malkiah 4441, and Zephaniah, the son of Maaseiah 4641, the priest, saying, 2, inquire, please, of Yahweh for us, because Nebuchadrezzar, that's Nebuchadnezzar, 5019, king of Babel, makes war upon us. Perhaps, 194, Yahweh will deal with us according to all his wondrous works, 6381, wondrous works, that he may go up from upon us. In other words, maybe Yahweh will drive him off. And verse 2, you can reference 2 Kings, chapter 25, verses 1 through 11, and 2 Chronicles, chapter 36, verses 17 through 21. There we go. I had to clear my pipes again. Early in the morning like this, I have problems, but Yahweh will bless. Verse 3, then said Yirmiyahu to them, thus shall you say to Zedekiahu, thus says, this is verse 4, thus says Yahweh Elohe Israel, that's Yahweh the God of Israel. Behold, I will turn back the weapons of war that are in your hands with which you fight against the king of Babel and the Kasdim, 3778, that's the Chaldeans, which lay siege upon you outside of the walls, and I will assemble them into the midst of the city. In other words, you're hit. Verse 5. This is Yahweh speaking. I myself will fight against you with an outstretched hand and with a strong arm, in anger and in fury and in great wrath. Oh boy. Verse 6. And I will smite the inhabitants of this city, both Adam and beast, 929, they shall die of a great pestilence, 1698. All right, let's stop right here. The inhabitants of this city. Now, that would lead you to believe people that live there. Correct? Yeah, they inhabit the city. And there's two distinct types of inhabitants. Adam, 120, and beast, 929. And 929, beast here, is used as an idiom in the Hebrew, as a derogatory term for racial aliens, non-Adamic seed line. So this tells you that there was a mixed multitude in that city. Not pure. Okay? Gives you a big hint. Verse 7. And afterward, declares Yahweh, I will give Zedekiah, king of Yehuda, and his servants, and the people, and those left in the city from the pestilence, from the sword, and from the famine, into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babel, and into the hand of their hated enemies, and into the hand of those that seek their life. And he shall smite them with the edge of the sword. Okay, literally, when the edge of the sword, the word that they use is P-I-Y. That's literally the mouth of the sword, because they said the sword would drink blood. Well, it would drink blood with its mouth, and that's the edge of the sword. And he shall not show pity upon them, 2, 3, 4, 7, neither spare, 2, 5, 5, 0, nor have compassion, 7, 3, 5, 5. Verse 8. And to this people you shall say, thus says Yahweh, behold, I set before you the way, 1870, of life, 2416, and the way of death, 4194. He that dwells in this city shall die by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence, but he that goes forth and falls to the Kasdim that lay siege to you, he shall live, and his life shall be to him as plunder. All right, stop here for a second. When they say the fall to the Kasdim, as their lot falls, okay, their lot in life will fall to the Kasdim, and they will place their lives in the hands of the Kasdim, as they were going to plunder the city. Well, their life will be a plunder, because they will become servants. They will be valuable commodity. Okay? Let me get another hit of this nice hot coffee while it's hot. For I have set my face against this city for evil. 7451. That's for harm, calamity, disaster, and for evil, and not for good, declares Yahweh. I shall give it into the hand of the king of Babel, and he shall burn it with fire. And that includes the Temple of Solomon that was there. Pardon me for a second. There we go. Verse 11. And this is Jeremiah again. And of the house of the king of Yehuda, hear you the word of Yahweh. Oh, verse 12. O house of David, thus says Yahweh. Execute justice. Execute is 1777 and justice is 4941. In the morning, and rescue 5337 those taken away 1497 from the hand of the oppressor 6231 lest my fury go forth like fire and burn that none can quench from the presence of the evil of your deeds. Yahweh's wrath is coming down because of the evil of their deeds. So what were they doing? They were doing Baal worship, Molech worship. They were race mixing. Okay, race mixing. They had Edomites. They had all the other, everything that's going on today. Was going on then. And that's why he was going to slam the house of David and because the kings were evil and they were allowing and condoning and supporting all of the sinning. Exactly what they're doing today. The governments are supporting all the things today that they did in Jeremiah's day that got them sent into captivity. Nothing changes. It just keeps on. Now you're going to hear about the people that rebel against this and want to support Yahweh and follow Yahweh in Jeremiah. And then you can take the analogy of that and apply it to those of us that praise Yahweh today, use His holy name and call upon His holy name, not the Lord or God. Same old, like I said in my sermon the other day. It's a mirror image of what was going on then. What was going on then is now going on here. Verse 13. Behold, I am against you, inhabitants of the valley, and the rock of the plain, declares Yahweh, which say, who shall come down against us, or who shall enter into our habitations? The arrogant, powerful tribes out there. These are non-Israelite people. Verse 14, but I will visit punishment upon you according to the fruit of your deeds. By their fruit ye shall know them. Okay, according to the fruit of your deeds, declares Yahweh, and I will kindle a fire in the forest of it, that's the wilderness, and it shall devour it all around. So in this chapter, we had a distinction against Adamic seed people and beast people, same as we have today. If you're not Adamic, the Bible calls you a beast. You can argue with Yahweh. Now, where's chapter 22? Thus says Yahweh, go forth to the house of the king of Yehuda and speak there this word, and say, this is verse 2, hear the word of Yahweh, king of Yehuda, that sits upon the throne of David, you and your servants and your people that enter in by these gates. Verse 3, thus says Yahweh, execute justice and righteousness and rescue those torn away, 1497, from the hand of the oppressor, 6216, and do no oppression, 3238, do no violence, 2554, to the sojourner, 1616, the fatherless child nor the widow, neither poor, pour out, 8210, innocent, 5355, blood in this place. In other words, he's calling him to repent and stop oppressing the people. Start taking up the cause of the orphans and the widows. Verse 4, because if you indeed do this thing, then shall there enter in by the gates of this house kings sitting upon the throne of David, riding in chariots and upon horses, he and his servants and his people. In other words, I would continue your line. Okay? He will do that if because if, there's a conditional. Verse 5, and you can reference verse 5 in Matthew chapter 23, verse 28, and Luke chapter 13, verse 35. There's another but if, verse 5. But if you will not hear these words, I swear by myself, declares Yahweh, that this house shall become a desolation. 2723. Verse 6. Because thus says Yahweh to the king's house of Yehuda, you are Gilead to me. 1568. And the head of Lebanon. 3844. Surely I will make you a wilderness, cities without inhabitants. Verse 7, and I will prepare, 6942, destroyers, 7843, against you, every man with his weapons, and they shall cut down your choice cedars. This is the analogy to Lebanon, the cedars of Lebanon. These are men represented as trees. They shall cut down your choice cedars and cast them into the fire. In other words, they're going to destroy all your men. Verse 8. And many nations shall pass by this city, and they shall say, every man to his neighbor, over what has Yahweh done thus to this great city? Verse 9. Then they shall answer, over that they have forsaken the covenant of Yahweh Elohechem. In other words, they weren't keeping the Torah that was given to them, and prostrated before other Elohim and served them. Idol worship. All right, verse 10, this is Jeremiah speaking. Weep not for the dead, neither lament for him, but weep greatly for him that goes away. For he shall return no more, nor see the land of his birth. Verse 11. For thus says Yahweh to Shalom, 7967, son of Yoshiahu, king of Yehuda, which reigned instead of his father that went forth from this place, he shall not return there any more. This is Yahweh speaking. This is quoting Yahweh. In verse 11, you can reference 2 Kings chapter 23, verses 31 through 34, and 2 Chronicles 36, verses 1 through 4. He shall not return there anymore, but he shall die in the place where they have taken him into exile, and shall see this land no more. Verse 13. Woe unto him that builds his house by unrighteousness, and his chambers by injustice, using his neighbor's service for nothing, and gives him not for his work. Verse 14. That says, I will build for myself a house of size, 4060, and large chambers, and rend out windows, and panel it with cedar, and paint it with vermilion. Vermilion is 8350, and that's a red color from the insect kermes. That's vermiculus. Okay. That's where we get vermilion from, the insect of vermiculus. Verse 15. Shall you reign because you strive eagerly in cedar? Did not your father eat and drink and do judgment and justice, and then it was well with him? The house of cedar, the house of Solomon. Okay, he built the house of the forest of Lebanon. That's what they called his house, because it was built with cedar wood from Lebanon on great big pillars. And it was famous, the house of the forest is what they called it. Verse 16, he judged the cause of the poor and needy. Then it was well with him. Was not this to know me? Declares Yahweh. Verse 17, but your eyes and your heart are not but for your covetousness. 1:2:1:5. And upon the pouring out of the blood of innocence, 5:3:5:5, upon oppression, 6:2:3:3, and upon crushing, 4:8:3:5, to do it. They were oppressive, evil, bad kings. Bad. And they got power, and they loved to just crush people. Well, so does the government of the countries today, not just the United States, but all over. They're stepping on everybody's rights. The white man has no rights. There's verse 18, and you can reference 2 Kings 23, 36 through 24, 6, and 2 Chronicles 36, verses 5 through 7. Therefore, thus says Yahweh to Jehoiakim, 3079, son of Yoshiahu, king of Yehuda. They shall not lament for him, saying, ah, my brother, or ah, sister. They shall not lament for him, saying, ah, Lord, or ah, his glory. Verse 19. He shall be buried with the burial of an ass. 2:5:4:3. Dragged off and cast forth from beyond the gates of Jerusalem. They will dump him out in a field someplace and let him rot. verse 20. Go up to Lebanon and cry, and give voice in Bashan, and cry for from Abarim. For all your lovers are broken. Lovers is 157, and that is symbolic as their pagan idols. And broken is 7665. Verse 21. I spoke to you in your prosperity, 7962, but you said, I will not hear. This is your manner, in other words, your way, your path, from your youth, that you hear not my voice. Verse 22. All your shepherds shall be cropped, 7462, by the wind. That's pastors. And cropped is grass eaten down to its roots. And your lovers shall go into captivity. Those are pagan idols again. Surely then shall you be ashamed and disgraced for all your wickedness. Verse 23. Let me get a hit of this coffee while it's still hot. Cold coffee doesn't quite cut it. Oh, yes. Verse 23. Inhabitants of Lebanon nested in the cedars. Nested is 7077, that's figuratively. How gracious shall you be when the pangs come upon you? Gracious is 2603, and that's nekonete. That's or pitied or you shall groan. It's unclear here. You will groan or be pitied when the pangs, like birth pangs, come upon you. The pain, 2427, as of a woman giving birth. Verse 24. As I live, declares Yahweh, the Konyahu, 3659, son of Jehoiakim, king of Yehuda, were the signet, 2368, upon my right hand, signet, like a signet ring, yet I would tear you off, 5423, from there. And verse 24, you can reference 2 Kings 24, verses 8 through 15, and 2 Chronicles 36, verses 9 and 10. That's a past king. Verse 25. And I will give you into the hand of those that seek your life, and into the hand that from their presence you fear, 3016, into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babel, and into the hand of the Kasdim, that's the Chaldeans. Verse 26. And I will cast you out, and your mother that bore you, into another land, where you were not born, and there you shall die. Captivity. Verse 27. But to the land that where their being desires to return, there they shall not return. In other words, they're going to be kicked out in captivity and die in captivity. Verse 28. This is Jeremiah speaking. Is this man, Konyahu, a despised and broken vessel? And you can reference Hosea 8, verse 8. A vessel in which is no pleasure, 2656. Wherefore are they cast out, he and his seed line, and are cast into a land which they know not? Verse 29. Land, 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 hear the word of Yahweh, verse 30. Thus says Yahweh, write you this man childless, 6185, a man that shall not prosper, 6743, in his days. For no man of his seed line shall prosper sitting upon the throne of Dawid and ruling any more in Yehuda. Ooh, boy, that's the end of his seed line. In verse 15, we had the term strive eagerly. And that's 8474, and that is shatha in the Hebrew, and literally means to kindle or burn. That's a figure of burning desire to get ahead in life. With the big cedar paneled house as a status symbol. In other words, they were worshiping stuff instead of Yahweh. Well, that's exactly what's going on today. These people have all this money that are ruling us. And that's all they value, is what they have in this world. And that's going to fail them. Let's get into chapter 23 here. I'm going to try to finish off this coffee. Oh, that's wonderful in the morning. Verse 1 of chapter 23. Woe be unto the shepherds that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, declares Yahweh. That's the people that are teaching falsehoods and scattering the people of Israel, who are the sheep of his pasture. That's Israel. These are pastors, the lying pastors in the Judeo-Christian churches today. They're not assembling the remnant. They're preaching all this feel-good nonsense and not gathering the sheep. Verse 2, therefore, thus says Yahweh Elohe Israel against the shepherds that feed his people. 7462, feed. You have scattered my flock and driven them away, that's 5080, driven them away, and have not visited them, in other words, not brought the word to them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your deeds, declares Yahweh. That's a threat to the lying pastors. The pastors that are lying to us today are going to reap harm. Listen to this, verse 3. And I will gather, 6908, the remnant, 7611, of my flock. I will gather the remnant of my flock. Okay? From all the lands where I have driven them, 5080. Driven them out into captivity. That's us, Israelites. He's gathering the remnant now. And will return them to their abodes. And they shall be fruitful. 6509, and increase. Well, is not the remnant increasing? Got to give them the true word. Can't lie to them. No more lying pastors. Verse 4, and I will appoint shepherds over them that will feed them. In other words, teach them the true way of worship. and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, 2865, neither shall they be lacking. They will not be lacking in the word of Yahweh. Straight gospel, no watering down, no touchy-feely, warm and fuzzy gospel. Verse 5, behold, the days come, declares Yahweh, that I will raise up unto Dawid a righteous sprout. He's speaking of the Messiah here. Righteous is 6662, and sprout is 6780. And a king shall reign and prosper, again speaking of the Messiah, and shall execute, 6213, that's due, justice and righteousness in the land. Okay? When Yahshua returns as our eternal king, there will be justice and righteousness in the land. Now here he incorporates, verses 5 and 6. You can reference Jeremiah 33, verses 14 through 16, and Zechariah 3, 8, and 6, 12. Verse 6, in his days, speaking of the Messiah, Yehuda shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name that he shall be called. And it's Yahweh Zidkenu. Yahweh, our righteousness, 3072. Now tell me Yahshua is not a manifestation of Yahweh. And I'll call you a liar. How's that? There's a lot of people teaching some false doctrine out there. Oh, there's three different beings. No, there's not. All Yahweh. Verse 7. Therefore, behold, the days come, declares Yahweh, that they shall say no more, Yahweh lives, that brought up the children of Israel from the land of Mitzrayim, but Yahweh lives, that brought up and that led the seed line of the house of Israel from the north lands. Where'd we go? We went north, up into Europe, and from all the lands where he had driven them, like South Africa, the North American continent, Australia, New Zealand, all up through Northern Europe. Okay? And they shall dwell upon their own soil. And here's Yirmiyahu speaking again. My heart within me is broken because of the prophets, the lying prophets. All my bones tremble. I am like a drunken man and like a man whom wine has overcome. From the presence of Yahweh and from the presence of the words of his holiness. In other words, he was overcome by the words of Yahweh. Verse 10, for the land is full of adulterers. And that 5,000 tree, those are people making impure the word of Yahweh. Because from the presence of the swearing, 4:2-3, the land mourns. The pasture lands of the wilderness are dried up, and their course of life is evil, and their might is not upright. verse 11. And this is Yahweh speaking again. For both prophet and priest are profane. 26:10, that's kanefu, as godless. Yea, in my house I have found their wickedness, declares Yahweh. Verse 12. Wherefore their way shall be to them as slippery, 2519, in the darkness, 653. They shall be driven on, 1760, and fall in it. Pardon me. Because I will bring harm upon them the year of their visitation, and that's as of punishment, 6486, declares Yahweh. And I have seen unseemliness, 8604, in the prophets of Shomeron. That's 8111, that's Samaria. They prophesied in Baal and caused to err, 8582, my people Israel, because Shomeron in Samaria was the capital of Israel after they split. That was north of Jerusalem. Verse 14. I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem a horrible thing, 8186. They commit adultery, 5003. That's race mixing. And walk in lies, 8267. They strengthen also the hands of the evildoers, that no man turns back from his wickedness. They are all of them to me as Sedom, 5467, and the inhabitants of Amorah, 6017. That's Sodom and Gomorrah, okay? All of that was going on too. Homosexuality, pagan temples, pagan worship. Verse 15. Therefore, thus says Yahweh of hosts concerning the prophets. These are the false prophets. Behold, I will feed with wormwood. 3939. That's Anah. That's hemlock. Poison hemlock, that's a bitter poison. I will feed with wormwood and make them drink the water of bitterness, 7219, for that from the prophets of Jerusalem is profaneness, 2613, kanufa, gone forth into all the land. Verse 16, thus says Yahweh of hosts, listen not to the words of the prophets that prophesy to you. They cause you to become vain, that's worthless. 1891, they speak a vision, 2377, of their own heart, and not from the mouth of Yahweh. Verse 17, they still say to those that despise me, 5006, Yahweh has said, you shall have peace. And they say to all that walk after the stubbornness of their own heart, no harm shall come to you. Verse 18, this is Jeremiah speaking again. For who has stood in the counsel of Yahweh and has perceived and heard his word? Who has given heed to, 7181, his word and heard it? Verse 19, behold, a tempest of Yahweh's fury has gone forth, a whirling, 2342, tempest. Upon the heads of the wicked it shall whirl. 2342. Verse Verse 20, the anger of Yahweh shall not turn back until he has done it, until he has carried out the thoughts of his mind. In the latter days you shall consider it diligently with insight. Here's Yahweh speaking again. Verse 21. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. 7:3-2:3, and that's as continued on with their falsehoods. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. Verse 22. But if they had stood in my counsel, had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil ways and from their evil deeds. But they didn't do that. And they're not doing it today. Verse 23. I am Elohe nearby. In other words, I am the God nearby. 7:1-3:8. Declares Yahweh. And not Elohe far away. 73:50. Declares Yahweh. Verse 24. Can any man hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him? Declares Yahweh. Do I not fill the sky and the land? Declares Yahweh. Verse 25, I have heard what the prophets said, that prophesied lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. Verse 26, how long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, prophets of the deceit, 8:6-9, of their own heart. Now this is an important verse here, verse 27. Which think, 2:8-3, to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams that they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. It's not Lord, it's not God, the name is Yahweh. Not Baal, Lord. Verse 28. The prophet that has a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the straw to the wheat? Declares Yahweh. Verse 29. Is not my word like a fire? Declares Yahweh. And like a hammer that breaks in pieces the rocks? Verse 30. Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, declare Yahweh, that steal my words every man from his neighbor. By lying. See, that's what they're doing. Verse 31. Behold, I am against the prophets, declares Yahweh, that take up their tongues and utter as a prophecy. 5001. He declares. 5002. In other words, Yahweh says, but Yahweh didn't say it. They're lying. Verse 32. Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams. 8:2-6:7. Declares Yahweh. And tell them, and cause to err my people by their lies, and by their recklessness. 63:50. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore they profit no profit to these people. They're worthless. Wahoelo yoilu. They profit no profit. Verse 33, and when this people, or the prophet, or a priest shall ask you, saying, what is the utterance, 4:8-5:3, not burden, utterance of Yahweh, you shall then say to them, what utterance? I will even forsake you, declares Yahweh. Verse 34, and the prophet and the priest and the people that shall say the utterance of Yahweh, saying something that Yahweh said this when he didn't say it, I will visit punishment upon that man and his household. Oh, yes. Verse 35, thus shall you say every man to his neighbor, and every man to his kinsman, what has Yahweh answered? And what has Yahweh spoken? Verse 36, and the utterance of Yahweh you shall remember no more, for every man's word shall be his own utterance. For you have turned the words of the living Elohim of Yahweh of hosts, Eloheinu, our God. Turned, 2015. Wahafaketem, that's as altered. You have altered the words of the living Elohim of Yahweh of hosts. Now, what have the mistranslations in the King James Bible and others done? They have altered the words of Yahweh. They have made it into something that it is not. And they're teaching it as doctrine. And that's the purpose of this show, is to give you word for word what it says in the scripture without their deliberate tamperings. That's the reason for this show, to debunk all that stuff. Verse 37. Thus shall you say to the prophet, what has Yahweh answered you, and what has Yahweh spoken? Verse 38. But since you say the utterance of Yahweh, in other words, they're saying it, but it's not the real thing. Therefore, thus says Yahweh, because you say this word, the utterance of Yahweh, and I have sent unto you, saying, you shall not say the utterance of Yahweh. In other words, don't say that this is what Yahweh said if he didn't say it. Verse 39. Therefore, behold, I will utterly forget, that's 5382, doubled, and I will forsake you, 5203, and the city that I gave you and your ancestors from my presence. In other words, he was going to leave. He was going to let Nebuchadnezzar destroy everything, including the temple. He's not going to be in that temple anymore. He's going to disinhabit it and let it be destroyed, because they didn't deserve to have that temple because of their sins. They had perverted the use of the temple. Verse 40, and I will bring an everlasting reproach, 2781, upon you, and a perpetual shame, 3640, which shall not be forgotten. Now, Yahweh here was rebuking these false pastors. Okay, they were lying, they were using his name, they were claiming that Yahweh was speaking through them, they were teaching false doctrine, just exactly what's going on today, precisely. Oh, this is the word of God. No, it's not. It's a word of your church denomination. Your version that you have changed, that you have to suit you, instead of teaching what it says in the scripture. And that's why they're allowing homosexuals in the church and mixed race couples, people living together in sin. They're sending Bibles to Africa to people that are going to use them to kindle fires. You got all different kinds of races and hybrids and liberals and they go to church in their Sunday finery, and it's a dress-up show for a social club, and they're worshiping on the day of the sun god. They're observing pagan holidays like Christmas and Easter. They're doing everything opposite what the Word of Yahweh teaches. And if you counter them and you show them in the Bible, look, this is what the Bible says. Oh, get away from me. We don't want to hear that. That's your interpretation. But it says it right here. That's your interpretation. This is the Bible that you use. That's your interpretation. We don't want to hear that. We don't believe that. It's a social club. They don't want their spiritual boat rocked. They're not looking for the truth. They're looking to have their ears tickled. Same thing in Jeremiah's day. They were doing this. They were worshiping everything. You got all these idol worshipers in the Catholic Church, worshiping Mary and the saints and the Pope and statues and candles and the faggot on the stick up there over the altar, which is Michelangelo's gay lover that the Catholic Church adopted as the image of Christ, and they're asking priests to forgive their sins. They don't have the power to forgive their own sins, let alone the congregations. Fake. And this is what is pervasive in our society today. They really just don't want to hear it. And they will fight tooth and nail for their apostasy because they like it. They are happy and willfully ignorant. When you try to enlighten some people, they want to hurt you physically. And CI, Christian Identity, is the only... And it's not really a denomination, it's a way of life according to the scripture. And they hate us. Oh boy, do they hate us. Well, I'm coming down toward the end here. And just watching the world go by, I'm watching all the news with all the craziness and all the violence and the rioting and the fires and the shooting, stabbing, killing, raping, all defended by the libtards. Whew. Thick as a brick. I don't know. We can only do what we can do in our own personal lives, brothers and sisters. We have to give all glory to Yahweh and obey His commandments. And if we do that, that's all we can do as Israelites. So just give glory to Yahweh and do the very best you can. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Praise Yahweh and Shalom Aleichem.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the